The importance of water is really understood when its presence in your life is threatened. The Washington State Dairy Federation knows. They've been faced with losing their water supply that traditionally has been supported by groundwater. Today's segment is part of a series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. I met Jay Gordon for breakfast at a small cafe in Clay Ellum, Washington, to discuss his industry's predicament. As the executive director of the Washington State Dairy Federation, he shared with me the status of water rights in Washington and described the confusion with the limits of the exempt well issue.
In Washington, effectively, any new water rights there's been no new water rights really that I know of issued in probably close to 15, 16 years. So if you wanted to go file for a surface water right, there's maybe some groundwater possibly in the Columbia Basin, but by and large, new applications for water have been closed. And there's obviously farmers that are around the state would like to have irrigation water rights. Love to have new water to expand and grow. We're, more people in the U.S. need more milk and cows need more feed. The other aspect really is the exempt well issue as it relates to dairies, because our surveys show somewhere around two-thirds, three-quarters of the dairies in the state only have exempt wells with those domestic purposes for watering and cleaning up after their cows. And so it was probably 10 years ago when at least came to our attention that there was a question about whether those wells were exempt and the volume in those wells were exempt for cows. Stock watering purposes is the term used in the state law. Fall of 2000, the Department of Ecology issued a determination that, in their opinion, that volume was limited to 5,000 gallons per well, per day, no more. We obviously disagreed. The Department of Ecology took one of my members, who's actually one of my board members, to court, PCHB, kind of a quasi-court. The quasi-court agreed with the Department of Ecology. Number of legislators disagreed with that opinion, went to the state attorney general and asked him to review the law and issue his opinion, which he did in 2005. And in his opinion, the English was fairly plain. The stock watering in the exempt statute was limited to livestock purposes, but it was not limited by gallons.
As of May of 2012, the state of Washington has resolved the limitation issue of permitted exempt wells in favor of the dairy industry. Although the pressures are diminishing, Jay comments on the consequences of losing access to the exempt well status.
And an exempt well statute sitting in front of the Supreme Court, if the state Supreme Court arbitrarily decides that the gallon limit is 5,000 gallons, there are probably 350 farms like mine, like my neighbors, all over the state that will suddenly not have water and probably not be able to get a permitted source for it. But what it means is bankers no longer can value the property. Counties no longer know what the value of those property are. Farmers no longer know is it they're going to have to break the law. They're going to give their cows water to drink. But what does it mean? It has a huge ripple effect, massive, literally billions of dollars of equity, hundreds and hundreds of generations of work, communities built on those small wells to feed those cows that ripple out to the corn silage growers, the parts houses, the fertilizer dealers. It's unimaginable. It makes Spotted Owl look small.
In this case, the concern was in the interpretation of the exemption definition. But another question is likely to follow. How does an unlimited restriction on pumping affect the future of the commons? Understanding our limits is important when interpreting the letter of the law. But each of us must also wonder how we will divide up the water when there just isn't enough to go around. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.